Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're back with more of the Instigators presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
All right, Darren Dreger doing the usual thing for himself, sitting in his office, I think. Dregs, are you there?
I'm not in my office, but I'm self-isolating at home, so not a whole lot has changed in the last 6-7 days.
Oh, well, we're all home. Marty's in his place, Riv's in his place. This isn't too bad, though. I don't mind doing this.
Might get old after the second week, but... It is what it is, man. It's just our responsibility to do what we need to.
How many walks with Tiny have you been on over the last few days?
Yeah, a few of them, but we're one of the lazy people, and we've got dog walkers who actually come and pick her up and take her to a quarry nearby with a pack of like 10 other dogs. So they're continuing that service, thankfully, and so she gets picked up on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and it's beautiful here today. Well, it's not beautiful. It's raining all of a sudden, but temperature-wise, it's nice and warm. I was looking forward to a big hike, but we've got a downpour happening right now, so I'm going to have to wait it out.
So before Rivs ripped you open, because as soon as you said we have dog walker, Rivs looked into the camera and started laughing. I applaud you for keeping small businesses open and keeping the economy going, Dregs. I think that's the key right there.
Of course you're going to take that side, Marty. You would take every other any other issue. Like, give me a break. You were the one. I'm looking at Dregs. I'm looking at Marty on Skype right now, and he's giving the old head nod because he's got this. I don't even. What is that, Marty? Is that a rat?
it's a little toy poodle.
Oh, yes. Toy poodle. Okay. So basically, Dregs, Marty's toy poodle is a little bit smaller than a normal rat in New York City. And he's given you the gears about having somebody come and pick up Tiny, who's like, how big is Tiny? How much does he weigh?
Tiny is close to 140 pounds. Yeah. That would be, what's the Love name it. Of your little rat there, Marty?
Why are we calling my dog a rat? She's the best little dog. Let's have some respect for a little munchkin over here.
Name is Toodles.
Toodles. Oh, boy.
Oh, Toodles. What is your dog's name, Marty? Toodles is a character from Disney. What is it?
No, my dog's name is Munchkin.
Your dog's name is Munchkin?
Yes, and that was the kids named their Munchkin years and years ago. I was still in New York playing for the Rangers then, so yeah, they named her Munchkin. It fits perfectly.
Wow. Yeah. I don't know where to go from there. Dregs, rumor has it you've had a conversation with some general managers around the NHL.
Yeah, a number of them, obviously, just trying to stay in touch. You know, it's far from business as usual for these guys. I mean, normally you'd be closing out the regular season for those in the playoff mix. You're preparing for that. But instead, you know, these guys are focused on college free agents now and preparing as best they can for what the NHL draft might look like. And we don't know what the NHL draft is going to look like positionally wise. But, you know, GMs can't worry about that. So if I use Jason Botterill and the Buffalo Sabres as an example, I'm pretty sure that most GMs and scouting staffs are doing this.
you know, they've collected, they've amassed as much video of individual kids worldwide as they possibly can. And the scouts are scouring over the video, you know, watching games that have been played and world juniors and things like that, and trying to fill all the holes in their scouting areas in preparation for inevitably when the draft will come and how it plays out.
Dregs, I got a question for you. Adam Silverstein was floating the possibility of the NBA having a charity game.
No, go ahead, Riz.
Why are you laughing at that? I want to know, like, is the NHL having any discussions about this?
I mean, if they are, they're very internal and they're very preliminary at this point. I wouldn't be surprised because, you know, the NBA and the National Hockey League are tightly aligned and will continue to be that. And, look, I had conversations yesterday with the Players Association and you know, there's a sense of responsibility. You know, society is going to need hockey, basketball, baseball, football, sports in general, to uplift spirits when the virus is contained and, you know, we're back to living as normally as we might be. I have no idea when that's going to be, obviously, but there's hope. And so when we're back to normal, whenever that is, I think that pro sports feel a responsibility to do what is ever necessary to bring things back in line. So if the NBA is doing something like that, I wouldn't at all be surprised if the National Hockey League would be willing to consider it. But I will say this, guys, and this is more of the business side of things. This isn't charity. You know, players are concerned about the dipping in future revenue. And I think we can understand and appreciate why. And not just for this year, but in seasons ahead. And that's why more and more we keep talking about in the media the need for a full 82-game regular season next year. Whenever that is, whenever it starts, they're going to need to play 82 regular season games to help boost revenue. So I think on the short term, that's more of a concern than, you know, trying to do some of the other stuff.
Have you you were mentioning here one of the things was the staff was making sure the players have workout programs. Is that something Boxall yeah. told you as well?
Yeah, it is. You know, his performance staff in Buffalo, you know, not every NHL player has a home gym. Maybe they've got just the simple basics to some degree. But, you know, why would you unless you're clearly one of those guys who prepare or who prefers to train in the off season at home? So that's, you know, that's been a bit taxing for the performance people in Buffalo and around the league. But, you know, they're doing whatever they can to develop workout programs for the individual players throughout the organization and make modifications wherever possible to those workout programs based on, you know, the limited access they might have to certain facilities.
Dregs, what about escrow? I mean, the players have got to be talking about escrow. This year, I think the escrow level was about, what, 14%?
Yeah.
And usually players get about 4 or 5% of that back at the end of the season when they figure out playoff revenue. Now, talk is that it could be 4% or even 20% more in escrow plus the 14%. So, I mean, we're thinking it could be 30, 35% escrow at the end of the year. That means a $1 million player would make $650,000. Like, where are we at with the escrow?
Well, it's a tough one, Marty. I mean, again, based on the language in the current collective bargaining agreement, yeah, that's how it would break down. But I wouldn't pay too much attention to the formulas that exist in today's CBA. I really wouldn't. I can't predict the future. There's no crystal ball to suggest that there's going to be ongoing harmony for the next few years through this as you try and recover from a financial perspective. But I can tell you that, you know, the commissioner's office of the National Hockey League, who effectively represent the owners, know that they are going to have to be flexible. And they're willing to be that. And they're willing to be as appreciative and understanding of the repair work that needs to get done. And they do not expect that the players should shoulder that or carry the burden of making the system 50-50 whole again. So I think escrow, I think the salary cap for next season, whenever next season, you know, gets back into play, is going to be interesting, but it's going to be bargained between the Players Association and the National Hockey League and can't be based on revenue of the past season because, you know, every day that goes by, millions and millions of dollars are evaporating from hockey-related revenue, right? So there's going to be a pinch. You know, no question the players are going to feel it. The owners are going to have to take on some of that. They say they will, but until there's a return process, then all of this is just speculation. But I do think it's good faith. I do not think that the owners in the National Hockey League are clearly going to hang the players out to dry financially.
I got to ask this question. It's the new Jeff Skinner. I know we don't even know where we're going on the season, but in your conversation with Bochel, did Sam Reinhart come up at all?
No, we didn't talk about it because, again, when you're looking at July 1st for the restricted free agents or the pending unrestricted free agents, you know, contractually, all of that stuff, we can't be certain what it's going to look like. Now, they're not going to blow up contracts, but, you know, the contract for Sam Reinhart and all pending free agents, you know, is still very much in play. And the fact the regular season, you know, didn't get completed, only 85%, you know, is there going to be a willingness to slide? And again, that's going to have to be something that is negotiated bargain between the NHL Players Association and the NHL. But until there's a sense, and maybe it's more of information and recommendations coming from the CDC or the World Health Organization as to, you know, look, go back to, you know, what was it, 3-4 days ago when the National Hockey League sent out the memo and said that the plan is to start training camps 45 days into the 60-day window. That statement blew me away because they're working solely off what the CDC said. The CDC recommended that groups of 50 or more not be able to assemble for the next 8 weeks. So that's why the National Hockey League and the Players Association put that in that memo. But as we're having this conversation today on the Instigators, is any one of us actually convinced or even encouraged at the possibility of potentially having a training camp within the next 40 to 42 days? I know I'm not. And I'd be more surprised if the CDC didn't come out in the next week or two to extend that 8-week process. So, you know, that's kind of a timeline that the league is working off of. But anything to do with the timeline, including July 1st and the free agents, is going to have to slide.
Absolutely crazy. Crazy. Yeah. Dregs, time's sake, we got to let you go because we got to do a buy-sell trade on the other side of the break. Marty, Craig, I'm looking at you guys right now. Is there one more thing you want to ask Dregs before we let him go, as they say, in the phone world back in 1998?
No, Dregs, nope. Go enjoy the rest of your week and your weekend at home. And, you know, what are we today, Friday? So you don't get Tiny to go on a walk until Tuesday. So I suggest maybe you bundle up and take the dog out.
Yeah, no, Tiny and I, as soon as the rain stops, we're heading into the forest. You guys follow on Instagram. I was in the midst of a beaver hunt in the winter because pack of beavers going to build a dam in a stream right near my house. So we're going to go check that out.
I know why you take a dog that size into the woods, Dregs.
Oh, yeah? Why?
Well, I had a Mastiff, and she was 140 pounds. You don't have to pick up.
Wow.
Tell me I'm wrong, because I know what those dogs can do.
Yeah, my dog, she's not smart enough for that, though. Not one time has she dropped in the forest. I hear what you're saying. Doesn't happen for
you. You haven't started to do the trot with her where you're like, come on, and they're like dropping their their butts because they're trying to hold it, and they're trying to hold it for you because they love you so much. But, all right. Well, listen, enjoy your hike.
All right, guys. Marty, you keep Munchkin safe, and the rest of you guys be well.
Yeah, she needs is a Ziploc bag to pick up her little things out there. So I'm good.
She needs a Ziploc bag per week for that thing. They're like little rabbit turds.
Exactly. See, another positive.
Do you actually pick up the turds for that dog?
Me? I do, yes.
They look Why wouldn't you just put your foot on it and smear it into the grass or something? It's not even worth bending down to pick up, Marty.
Don't put it out with your boots, Ted. Okay, that's Billy Madison for you. We'll be back with Buy Sell Trade quickly before we get out of here for the weekend. Thanks, Dregs.
All right, guys.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!